Episode 2536, Let Every Heart Prepare Him Room.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. I have been enjoying the start of the college bowls, and guess what? We've even had a little bit NFL football extra on Saturday and not just Sunday and Monday. So, what have you been up to? Well, today I want you to take a break. I want you to take a step back. It's time to let every heart prepare him room. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, this is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and we are approaching Christmas. Can you believe it? I mean, really, seriously, think about this. 6 days away. If you haven't already started shopping, I'm telling you right now, it's crunch time. Crunch time is now, but before you go into crunch time, I want you to know this. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. But have you made room in your heart? It's tempting to fall into what you know and stick with it. You know that comfy couch. You know, yes, ordering on Amazon. Anything that is easy peasy. That little easy button. Staples, I think, used to have that. I'm not sure what marketing company set that up, but it sticks, right? This leads to complacency and laziness. What we know, we don't have to work for. But what if? What if you did make preparation for what God has in store for you? How would that change your life? How would that change today? Let every heart prepare him room. I absolutely love Joy to the World. It's a beautiful song. And if you haven't listened to it recently, I want you to go back and listen to it, especially the chorus. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Right there. It's direction telling us that we need to prepare our heart and we need to make room for Jesus Christ. And I know you hear this often, but this year needs to be different. Time is not slowing down. You are not getting younger, neither am I. Your days are numbered and so are mine. God is not going to force you to do anything you do not choose to do. That is what's amazing about how God works. You're an everyday miracle when you choose him. Even when you have disbelief, God still makes a way for you to find him, for you to make a choice to choose him. However, this only happens when you prepare him room. This weekend has been amazing. Our oldest daughter and crew, so we have our grandson here, and our son-in-law actually was able to come. Yes, he wasn't training out for the guard, so praise the Lord. We had the entire family here, including the grand dog, Bentley, and it was wonderful. We got to celebrate our number 3 of 5, but it's our second daughter, her birthday. And so it's just been one celebration after another. They're going to be headed up north to celebrate the holidays with our son-in-law's family, which is wonderful. And they're going to get to spend a lot of time, but that means that we don't get them during this season. And so we thought we were only going to get them for like 12 hours. Literally on my calendar, I say it's a sleepover. It's not that they're coming into town. No, it's a sleepover. We're being used as a bed and food, and they're out the door again. However, bad weather set in. Well, it worked in our favor. Why? Because we got to have them for an extra full day. And little did I know that all my preparations for the holidays, getting everything set up. We even had a guest here. One of their best friends was also here in town, so he was staying with us. And so I wanted everything just to be warming. I wanted it to feel like family. And sometimes we forget what that feels like, but you know, you work hard and you try to still present that. And so I wanted everything just in the right place. And I wanted my grandson to have everything that he needed during the short stay. Understand, I figured he'd be here less than 12 hours, of which he might only be up for a matter of 2.5 to 3 hours that we would actually see him, because he wouldn't come until the evening and they would leave early in the morning. Well, I made room for everybody. I made their beds. I made sure I had their favorite foods and their favorite drinks. I made sure their sheets were cleaned and towels were ready. And I even made sure there was fresh toilet paper. Okay, no, it wasn't fresh. Yes, it was fresh, but you know what I'm talking about. I got to get you laughing somehow. Sometimes we just live too seriously. God wants us to see the wonder in his creation. Let every heart prepare him room. That's what I did for my children. That's what God wants you to do for his son. Make a way in your heart. Prepare him room. You can't sit here and start just clouding things up with all your stuff and what you think you need to do. You got to take a step back. You've got to say, you know what, Lord, it's not about me. It's all about you. Show me your way. I'm going to make and prepare a room for you in my heart. And does that mean that you're going to be the perfect woman in the world? No. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. That's part of growing. That's part of God grooming you. Because he has something special he wants to do in you and through you. You have to be, though, a willing participant in your heavenly transformation here on earth. So the challenge I have for you today is let your heart prepare him room. Open it up. What does that look like for you? How does that change your schedule? How does your schedule need to be adjusted? Maybe it doesn't need to be adjusted at all. Maybe you need to go to bed earlier. Who am I talking about? Maybe me. Because you see, God wants to talk to me early in the morning. And he either does that when I'm really tired because I've stayed up late, or he does that because I get good rest and I'm up very early. But how do I want to receive him? Well rested or exhausted and frustrated? Think about how that shows up for you. Because I know for me, this literally 36 hours that I've had with my family, it's like a mini Christmas, a mini holiday, and it's just been wonderful. We've just enjoyed each other's company with great food. Yes, I was cooking, so they said it was great, so I'm assuming it was. But we've just enjoyed the entire time, and though it was oh so short, it was oh so sweet. But if I wouldn't have worked hard the entire week before, up until the day of, I wouldn't have been able to enjoy my time with them, because I would have been flustered with everything else going, gosh, I just got to get this here. And oh, I got to go run and get this here. But no, this time I got to sit. I got to be present. The best gift you can give God is your presence. Let every heart, your heart, prepare him room. You get to create your now. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week, and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.